A Republican state lawmaker who represents parts of Bloomington Normal reflects on the busy spring session in Springfield.
Give Governor Pritzker credit. His following through on that and having a conversation with me on that.
That's State Representative Keith Sommer. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, June 10th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with more Central Illinois reaction to the recent spring session in Springfield. All this talk of bipartisanship in the state legislature is a bit overblown, according to a veteran lawmaker who opposed much of the legislation that Governor J.B. Pritzker and Democratic leaders pushed through in what some political observers have called an historic legislative session. More from GLT's Eric Stock.
Republican State Representative Keith Sommer of Morton is now starting his third decade of the state legislature. He says the Democrats used their supermajorities in the House and Senate to get much of the freshman governor's policy agenda enacted. One of the few consolation prizes for Republicans, according to Sommer, were some pro-business reforms.
The majority was looking to get Republican votes on some of these bills where they agreed to some concerns that some of our larger businesses had.
The reforms were intended to attract jobs in construction, manufacturing, and IT, among others. Sommer says the gas tax increase it'll help pay for a new capital bill is regressive because he says people need to drive.
People I talk to and who I run into are frustrated as individuals. They say, yes, I can see a capital program. My university benefits, my social service providers benefit, but I don't feel that I benefit individually and that I'm paying these hundreds and hundreds of extra dollars a year.
Sommer did offer words of encouragement about Governor Pritzker, saying he was affable and willing to meet with lawmakers, something previous governors haven't done. Sommer serves as the Republican spokesman on the House committee that handles child welfare issues. He says the governor was instrumental in pushing reforms at the Department of Children and Family Services after a report revealed widespread abuse and neglect.
We've tried to address that issue, and I give Governor Pritzker credit. His following through on that and having a conversation with me on that.
DCFS got a funding boost in part to hire more investigators. The state is also expanding training for those who must report child abuse and mandating clergy to report child abuse as well. I'm Eric Stock.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. Bloomington City leaders are hoping for a big crowd at Wednesday's Public Safety and Community Relations Board meeting. They're collecting feedback for what community members want in the next police chief. The Catholic Church in New York has finally agreed to move El Paso native Fulton Sheen's remains to Peoria after a court ruled Sheen's niece could bury him there. And the mother of Trevante Kirkwood, one of nine people killed in gun violence in Bloomington Normal last year, is thanking police for making two arrests in her son's murder 8 months ago. Those stories and more at WGLT.org. Every week or so on The Leadoff, we'll bring you the story of an unsung community servant who's making Bloomington Normal a better place. It's a feature we call More of That, Please. Today, we're introducing you to Tamika Newman, who is helping low-income Bloomington Normal residents navigate the criminal justice system. GLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson has the story.
When navigating the justice system, defending yourself while trying to understand the legal process can be very frustrating. Acknowledging the barriers faced by low-income defendants in the 1963 Gideon decision, the Supreme Court declared that the Sixth Amendment will require states to provide legal counsel for criminal defendants who can't afford an attorney. Tamika Newman says that this still leaves a gap.
But if you are dealing with something civil, like a restraining order or expungements, or anything like that, then you kind of, and you don't have the money, then you just kind of have to rely on yourself, and that can be a very difficult and scary thing.
Newman graduated from ISU last year with a degree in criminal justice. Newman now works for Illinois Justice Corps, which places college students and graduate volunteers in courthouses throughout the state. They help people who may be involved in lawsuits without a lawyer navigate the system and create a less intimidating environment. Newman is stationed at the McLean County Law and Justice Center. She can give legal advice, but she helps people by guiding them to the correct courtrooms, assisting with forms, or finding a court service.
A young woman came in and she wanted to do an expungement for her criminal record. She had got arrested and how she basically committed theft because she didn't have money to feed her children. She had to do what she did in order for her children to pretty much to survive, and that was the way that she put it for me. That kind of just opened my eyes, because I am a really strong believer of the justice system and laws, and you shouldn't do things, and you know, the law can be very black and white, but there are a lot of gray areas. Not saying that what she did was appropriate, but I'm happy and I'm proud that I have a passion for a judicial system or a law, like a legal system that allows you to take your mistakes and kind of erase them.
After finishing her stint with Justice Corps in August, Newman will move to Chicago and search for a position as a legal assistant until starting law school next year. She wants to start off as a public defender.
And eventually I do want to open my own law firm, so I want to be able to take what I learned here as far as like the importance of pro bono and being available and being able to provide a service for others free of charge. And I want to do that for others and just like help people get through obstacles in their life.
Anyone seeking guidance on a current case can find Newman on Mondays and Wednesdays at the Law Library at the McLean County Law and Justice Center. For The Lead Off, I'm Tiffany Jackson.
And we're always on the lookout for extraordinary community servants who should be featured on The Lead Off's More of That Please series. Submit their names and stories at wglt.org/leadoff. Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6 p.m. On the agenda are some union contracts for city employees with Laborers Local 362. Also, the Bloomington Normal Water Reclamation District Board meets at 4 p.m. today. If you like listening to this podcast, here's a new way to do it. We have an Alexa flash briefing skill set up for this show, so you can queue it up each morning on your smart speaker. However you're listening, thank you. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at wglt.org.